السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. Ulamai Kiram, most respected brothers, once again we gather here in this majlis of zikr to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to seek from Him forgiveness of our sins, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our engagement in indulgence in vices and evils. We ask Allah Ta'ala for His mercy, for His forgiveness. We recite Durood Sharif upon Nabiya Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We try to light up our hearts with the fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq and muhabbat, so that it becomes easy for us to practice on the whole of deen. That is the maqsad, that is the objective, to practice on the whole of deen, complete deen. Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffah. O ye believers, enter into the fold of Islam completely. We must not have one leg outside and one leg inside. That we please nafs and shaitan also, and we please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also. Hajj Kaaba bhi kiya Ganga ka shnaam bhi, razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. That we go for Hajj to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then we go to Ganga Jamna and make some puja there to please shaitan also. So, razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. So that our Allah Ta'ala may also be pleased, and shaitan may also be happy. Now, that is not Islam, that is not deen. Shaitan can mislead, shaitan can misguide, shaitan can overpower a person, sometimes become dominant in his life. But then this person must not remain in that condition. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy, His kindness, His forgiveness knows no bounds and no limits. As you have heard so many times now, that even if a person remained in the state of kufr and shirk, he not only disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, but he rejected belief in the existence of that one Allah. He was worshipping idols, he was an atheist, a communist, whatever he may have been. But if before his death, whilst he is still not yet in Sakarat, if the person sincerely repents and accepts the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, believes in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, believes in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the last and final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, he believes in the books of Allah Ta'ala, he believes in the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, in life after death, on the day of judgment, in taqdeer, in jannat and jahannam, in all things brought by Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter he did not get an opportunity to even make one namaz. He accepted Islam and then before the next namaz he was gone. He didn't get an opportunity to give any zakat or keep any fast. Ramadan had not yet arrived. He was a very wealthy person but did not get the opportunity to make Hajj. He made no other ibadat and he passed away. All the commentators of the ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif and that of ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everyone agreed this person is a jannati. Look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy, look at His rahmat. So there is no need to lose hope, there is no need to despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. But we should not continue in the line of sins on the strength of tawbah, that because there is a thing like tawbah which washes away the sins of a person, so therefore we must now continue a sinful way of life and then say we got tawbah, tawbah. We don't know when that tawbah, tawfiq can be taken away, when that person can lose his life. Look at the sudden deaths everywhere. So wa'fu anna, now this is a part of those ayat which were revealed, those last 10 which were revealed in the night of Mi'raj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given this ayat of Surah Baqarah, the last verses, in the night of Mi'raj. So without discussing the other aspects, we have discussed this in some majlis on a Jumu'ah day. Wa'fu anna. Now after making all the other du'as, now you say, oh Allah, wa'fu anna. Ay umhu athara zunubina. When a person is committing any kind of sin, there are not only people with sight that are recording, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got the ground, the earth on which the person is committing that sin, also recording what the person is doing. And this also I have explained many times, that why should we doubt? Because if we have to take the tape recorders, we have to take the cameras, we have to take the videos and everything else, anything that is recording, anything that is capturing pictures and recording. Now all these things are made out of the earth or elements of this earth. So if man can take different elements, put it together and make a tape recorder, make a camera, then if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got the angels to record our deeds, the ground on which we walk to record our deeds, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got our parts of the body recording whatever we are doing. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. This day I have completed for you. I have perfected for you your deen. And I have completed upon you my favors. And I have chosen Islam for you as your way of life. So now in this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this Islam, we are given guidance with regards to every aspect of our life. So when it comes to the recording of our deeds also, Allah ta'ala has given us in the Quran Sharif itself, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. Ah, it's a very frightening ayat. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim, the day on which we will seal up your lips. Our lips, we can speak a lot of lies with our tongues. We can speak the truth and we can speak lies. A person commits a crime and he says, I did not commit it. Bring the evidence. Who saw me doing it? So al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahim, that day Allah ta'ala will seal the lips. The lips will, the tongue will no more speak. The hands, the feet, in other words, the parts of the body, Allah Ta'ala will transfer that power of speech to other parts of the body. The tongue is a piece of flesh. Who gave it the power to speak? And in these days of modern technology, we know that we have made everything speak. Everything is speaking. Our watches, the cell phones, in the car, the dashboard. And look at all the different things that man has made to find direction to go somewhere. The GPS, turn right, turn left, go straight, go crooked, whatever it shows, but it must go somewhere. Sometimes it takes you to a place you didn't want to go to, because it's trying to find a way, shortest route. So sometimes it takes you through jungles and forests to arrive at your destination, but the fact is that you arrive there somehow. So man has made all these things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahi. So these parts of the body is going to give evidence. Now, keeping all those things in mind, then the earth itself, in Surah Zilzal, yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha bi anna rabbaka uhalaha. So everything is going to give evidence. Now the person is saying, Wa'afu anna. That means, Ya Allah, all these recordings, all this evidence that is there against me, then destroy it. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He's teaching that dua Himself, which means that He wants to destroy that evidence. He wants us to make sincere tawbah and return to Him. Allah Ta'ala does not want anybody to go into hellfire. He hasn't created us so that we go to hellfire. But if we don't make use of those opportunities of tawbah, then who do we blame for that? So therefore we are asking Him to destroy all that evidence, to delete, as we said, press a delete button and remove all that evidence. Whether it is of the earth or on the parts of the body or the angels have recorded, or it is in the book of deeds, whichever place it is, O Allah, remove it. And then immediately we say, وَغْفِرْ لَنَا أَيْ بِهِزْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ وَسِتْرِ الْقَوِيِ. How do we want that? O Allah, make our good deeds known and cover up all our evil deeds. Because if Allah Ta'ala has decided, because of a person's stubbornness, arrogance, he does not want to return, he wants to continue in the life of sins and vices and evils, and Allah Ta'ala then decides that this person must now be humiliated, disgraced, embarrassed and shamed, then the world cannot save this person from embarrassment, shame and disgrace. He can have all the wealth of the world. He can be owning gold mines and silver mines. But if Allah Ta'ala decides that this person must now be embarrassed, shamed and disgraced, then throughout the world he can be embarrassed and disgraced within seconds. Don't we have enough evidence of all those type of things happening? So why should we not return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness before that embarrassment, shame and disgrace comes? Ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. So be izhar il jameel wa sitr il qawi. That all my weaknesses, my evils, my sins, O Allah, conceal it, cover it up. Therefore Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayh, whole night in the Haram Sharif once, for many times, and then he used to say, Eh khudai bandara ruswama kun, garbadam man sirre man paidama kun. Eh khudai bandara ruswama kun, garbadam man sirre man paidama kun. O Allah, I acknowledge before you that indeed I am the most sinful servant on the earth. Now he has a great Waliullah who is saying this. It's not that he was sinning, but he's giving us a lesson that those people who were so pious, so righteous, but just because they thought that they were not doing justice to the ibadat, with Allah Ta'ala's azmat and greatness in front of them, they always felt that they were not doing justice, and yet they were doing so much. If the candle thinks that I'm doing great justice to light, I'm lighting up the whole environment or the whole room or the whole darkness has been removed with my light, then we'll say that candle is stupid. How much of darkness can that one little candle remove in comparison with the sun? So when the sun is out and the candle brags about its light, then we'll say that this candle also deserves to go to the Qabristan. Doesn't seem to have any aqal. So they do ibadat, zikr, tilawat, but they have the azmat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. So therefore they still go on making tawbah, istighfar. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 times a day is making istighfar. Which sin did he ever commit? So, Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun garbadam man sirri man paida makun. Or as you hear so many times in the dua, that beautiful couplet of Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum Munajat, Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed hai karam aaya. O my beloved Allah, we acknowledge our sins, but where do we go? We are pur khata, full of sins, full of weaknesses, full of shortcomings. But where do we go? Who else is there that can forgive sins? We have come to your door with great hope, great umid, O Allah. So, wa'afu anna, wa'akhfir lana, warhamna. Warhamna, as you heard in that majlis when we discussed, that there are four tafsirs that have been made in Bayan al-Quran. One is faragh, that the person is asking for tawfiq of ta'at. Now that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven, he made a lot of tawbah istighfar, so now he's asking for warhamna, have mercy upon us. That means give us tawfiq of ta'at. When the person engages in sins, then the tawfiq and grace of doing good deeds is taken away. Lots of people like us, we will see, that what happens is that the person is going in the right direction, making namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadat, honesty, truthfulness, everything is there. And then he gets caught up in some zina, adultery, fornication, watching the filth on the television screen or on the porn sites of the internet or other kinds of magazines, filthy things he's now engaging in. So what will happen because of those dark deeds of his, even those dark deeds may be in the White House of America. But what happens is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes away the tawfiq of ta'at. Now the person loses his interest. Slowly, slowly you will find that first he misses one namaz, then two namazes, sometimes more namazes, or sometimes he makes namaz, but that concentration that he had is gone, that tilawat is gone, then there's no enjoyment in zikr. Now all that goes away with sins, that is one of the effect of sins. So now he's asking for tawfiq of ta'at, warhamna. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq of ta'at. And faraqiya ma'ishat, Allah Ta'ala takes away the barakat of risk and sustenance when the person starts engaging in haram and sins, and especially zina. That barakat is gone. We're not talking about the flood waters. Flood waters bring a lot of water. But look at the damage that the flood waters do. So wealth can still flow in. Person went to gambling den and he won 1 billion. But that 1 billion will be like 1 billion pigs. For a Muslim, that win of 1 billion is like 1 billion pigs. So all the haram, that is what happens. It takes away all the barakat. And the engagement in haram, in sins, takes away the barakat of even halal risk. Halal risk, but the barakat of that is taken away with sins. That's the effect we must acknowledge. How many people, how much of earning, but they say not enough, not enough, not enough. No peace, no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction. So he's now asking for faraqi ya ma'isha, ya Allah, abundance in my risk and livelihood and sustenance, but with barakat. And then he's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, be hisab maghfirat. Ya Allah, give me unlimited maghfirat, unlimited forgiveness of my sins. And dukhul jannat, and in qiyamah day, enter me into jannat without any reckoning. In the company of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the purpose of this majlis. Not for academic discussion. It is for islah of the nafs. There is place for all other programs too, and we must increase those programs. But I repeatedly say that this majlis of zikr and Naat Sharif is for this reason, that we light up our hearts. We get somewhere. How long are we going to remain like that leaf, which takes off a little when the wind blows and then back again on the ground, takes off a little bit dry leaf and back on the ground. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you an ummah at large, the tawfiq of amal. Some time now we haven't read this Naat Sharif, but there is a strong taqaza to read it tonight. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, when will my tears bring the fruits, پھر مدینے کی جانب ہو جائے. My دعاز, my crying, my weeping, my pleading before you, oh Allah, when will I see the fruits of acceptance, پھر مدینے کی جانب ہو جائے. That we proceed once again, that I move once again in the direction of Madina Sharif. Wherever a person is, but he cannot forget his beloved. Wherever a person in the world he is, he can't forget someone that is beloved to him. If someone's wife and children are beloved, if someone's parents are beloved, or a person has a beloved friend, or in this world of illicit love relationships, if a person got some beloved, then that person, even in Mina Arafat, he does not forget his beloved. So what about those whose beloved is Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's nothing wrong to love the others according to Allah Ta'ala's hukam. But the one in whose heart is the love of Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can he forget Madina Sharif or Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. A person has to ask some lover, which is your watan? He will say, my hometown, my watan is the place where my beloved is. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن, پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. Then how can I tell you about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? Gosh, how I wish that Madina Sharif was my watan. So therefore he says, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے. The person is traveling from Jeddah or whichever part of the world and is coming now towards Madina Sharif. If he is a true عاشق of Allah Ta'ala's Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and is going to Madina Sharif with sincerity, with ikhlas, so then from a distance, he's searching for the green door. He knows that is where my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests, beneath the green door. So as he's entering Madina Sharif, from all sides he's looking in the direction of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, then in that ishq and in that ecstasy and in that joy and in that happiness, Durood Sharif in abundance, he starts reading. Salat and Salam, he starts reading. And it is as if the person is in a transported to a different world. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, the green dome. All the shuara and the poets will always find some mention of the green dome in their Naat Sharifs. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائیں, लाएंगी कब मेरी आहें। फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब हुजूरी का आलम आता हो, उनको अफसाने गम सुनाए। अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस, अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस, चुपके चुपके ये मांगे दुआए। अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस, चुपके चुपके ये मांगे दुआए। रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब हुजूरी का आलम आता हो, उनको अफसाने गम सुनाए। अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस, चुपके चुपके ये मांगे दुआए। When I present myself before the Rosa of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I pour out my heart. Unko afsane gham sunaye, my deep-hearted pain. Salat and salam. Request for shafaat. Unko afsane gham sunaye. We pray that Allah Ta'ala does not return us from there. He must make the burial place baqi, for we are going to die somewhere or the other. Now this person who is an ashiq of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he does not want to return from there. But of course, Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in with great ushaq, but for the purpose of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, for the propagation of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, to carry to the corners of the globe the message of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which they knew will please Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam tremendously. They left the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and that of Madina Sharif. Well, we are not in that caliber. We say that if we are there, at least we have safety of our iman. For the world is going to definitely plunge into fitnas of a kind that only the people with strong faith will be able to resist. All those people who are in Madina Sharif or Makkah Sharif, at least they will have the protection. Azizo ko mujhe ikra zaki hai ab khabar karna, agar mehfooz rehna ho to tayba mein guzar karna, jahan ab phansne wala hai फितन में दीन और ईमान के, बहुत मुश्किल है मोमिन को कहीं बाहर बसर करना। टाइम विल कम एंड देयर बी ग्रेट फितना, इट विल बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर द मोमिन टू बी आउटसाइड। So therefore he says, جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو مجھ کو ہم کو واپس چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے۔ تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جا जान इस तरह तुझ पर लुटाए, तेरे दर पर मेरा सर हो या रब। जान इस तरह तुझ पर लुटाए, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए। मुझको अपना बना लो करम से, मुझको अपना बना लो करम से, मुल्तजम पर ये मांगे दुआए। मुझको अपना बना लो करम से, मुल्तजम पर ये मांगे दुआए। रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए। मुझको अपना बना लो करम से, मुल्तजम पर ये मांगे दुआए। मुझको अपना बना लो करम से, मुल्तजम पर ये मांगे दुआए। मुल्तजम पर ये मांगे दुआए, दोनों आलम की क्या है हकीकत, जितने आलम हो तुझ पर लुटाए। जितने आलम हो तुझ पर लुटाए, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे, फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए। तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुना कर सारे आलम में फिर फिर के या रब, तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुनाए, सारे आलम में फिर फिर के या रब, तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुनाए, तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुना कर सारे आलम को मजनू बनाए। तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुना कर सारे आलम को मजनू बनाए, सारे आलम को मजनू बना कर मेरे मौला तेरी गीत गाए, मेरे मौला तेरी गीत गाए। I travel around the world singing the praises of my beloved Allah and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People must say that this person is madly in love with Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we say the person is madly in love with that woman? And when the person is madly in love, then he's unconcerned about his eating and drinking and everything else. Parents also say this chap is gone mad. Everybody says gone mad. But this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when the person is madly in love with Allah ta'ala, then he remains an absolutely normal, balanced person. There's no extremes. He eats, he drinks, he marries, he conducts his business. He does everything in a very, very balanced and a normal way. But just that he does it in the love of Allah Ta'ala, his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that reflects his walk, his talk, his eating, his drinking, his clothes, his business, his travel, his relationship with his wife, with his children, with his parents, with his family, with the neighbors, with the society, with believers, disbelievers. Everything reflects this love that he has for Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he say, Ya Allah, make my life like that. Sare alam mein phir phir ke Ya Rab, tera dard muhabbat sunaye, tera dard muhabbat suna kar sare alam ko majnu banaye, sare alam ko majnu bana kar mere maula teri geet gaaye. Rang laayenge kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaaye. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take all of us. And even if we cannot go there, then at least we can obey Allah Ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherever we are. The person who is in Madina Sharif but is disobedient, is engaging in sins, is casting lustful glances this side and that side, and the person is not even paband and regular with his salat, and there's no change in his lifestyle. So then he is there but he is not there. And the person who is far away, thousands of miles away, but in the ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person is obedient. The person is following the commands and the teachings of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He reads durood and salam from wherever he is, then wherever he is in Madina Sharif. So the poor and those who cannot afford to make the journey, for them also there is no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah. Look at how easy Allah Ta'ala made it. Read Durood Sharif in abundance. Obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And you are there. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ab to rahe bas dada mein aakhir virde zubaan mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے۔ اللہ 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 گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ و امید کرم آیا۔ اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا بلال الله يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا بلال الله يا رحيم الله يا كريم Most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Dhunub Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We are making a i'tiraf of qusur. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are ashamed. We are ashamed, my Allah, that we used your given bounties and ni'mats for your disobedience. You blessed us with our sight, our hearing, our speech, our wealth, our home, our life. And we used these very bounties for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have seized us immediately. He would have destroyed us. He would have sent tsunamis against us. But my beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما رحم فرما رحم فرما اے میرے اللہ اب تو معاف فرما معاف فرما اب تو معاف فرما How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to disobey you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? اے رب کریم have mercy upon us. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahata hoon main teri pada. Nafs and shaitan, my beloved Allah, our egos, our passions, our filthy desires, and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to destroy us. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame, disgrace, embarrassment. Oh Allah, you want to give a life of dignity, happiness, prosperity, goodness in this world and goodness in the akhirat. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. We will have everything but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ay Rabbe Kareem, we acknowledge every mistake of ours. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. We have come to your door, my Allah. We have come to your door, who are the most forgiving. You are the most merciful of those who show mercy. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. You don't like punishment, my Allah. Therefore you create opportunities upon opportunities so that we may repent, express remorse and regret, and turn around. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the himmat and the courage to turn around. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with such a bond with you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Because the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, don't let us be like the dead floating fish on the surface of the waters. Our hearts have become like that, my Allah. Ab to maaf farma. You are watching us this very moment, my Allah. We haven't raised our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We have raised our begging bowls before the all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, almighty, powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent Allah. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the universe, the creator of Jannat and Jahannam, the creator of man and jinn. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we have raised our begging bowls before one whose treasures of forgiveness, of mercy, of risk and sustenance are all unlimited. One who we can bond with and connect with any part of the day or night. Ay Rabbi Kareem, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, more than all the breaths that people inhale and more than all the breaths that people exhale, then too, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness ocean is so vast, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind, mankind. Ay Rabbi Kareem, then what is it difficult for you to wash away our sins? Man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. Ay Rabbi Kareem, blow away the mountains of sins of ours. Press the delete button on our sins. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us, our wives, our children, our parents, our families, and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. There are so many in hospitals, clinics, homes, those who have undergone operations or will be undergoing operations, or suffering from other kind of ailments. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with shifa. We know that for the pious and the righteous, sicknesses, ailments and diseases can be a mercy in disguise. It is a means of an elevation of the status and position. But Rabbi Kareem, we are of the sinful ones, therefore for us make it forgiveness, my Allah, and bless us with shifa from all our sicknesses and ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, envy and jealousy. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of this world, the best in the qabr and the best in the akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the akhirah. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal rizq in abundance and remove their difficulties. Those who have no employment, bless them with halal employment and give them barakat rizq, my Allah. Those who are in poverty, give them halal wealth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, but the children are gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils and wine and women, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Make us yours and become ours. A day is sure to come in our lives when we have to leave this world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, before the water of Mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before we are wrapped up in kafan and taken away on the shoulders of people through the wilderness, Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Make our qabr, Ya Rabbi Kareem, garden from the gardens of paradise, and not a pit fire from the pit fire of hell. Save us from the pangs of pain of sakarat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time, in our businesses, in every ni'mat and bounty that you bless us with. Ya Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, you are watching. You are watching us this very moment, my Allah. You are looking into hearts. Make this tawbah a sincere tawbah, my Allah. Bless us with complete Islam. Except all works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash istimaat talim ko qubool farma. Madaris masajid khankah ko qubool farma. Except all anjumans of deen. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Let us all work within the parameters of sharia. When the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery or fornication. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Let our janazah be in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let our death be a death of barakat. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Those who have become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will never accept. And they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and suppression, as is happening in many countries of the world. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the hardship and suffering of the people of Palestine, of Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Pakistan and all other parts of the world. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. My beloved Allah, we cannot ask of everything. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the illness of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, difficulties and hardships. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا أرحم.